Local elementary and middle school teachers in and around the Martinsburg area attended a NASA teachers workshop last week, hosted by Starbase Martinsburg. Going on its 12th school year, Starbase has hosted these workshops each summer to better prepare educators in the ever-evolving field of science and math. But the question is, with all the demands teachers face during the school year, can they effectively take the time for these new resources in their own classrooms? Liz McCormick reports.
So you get a lot of misconceptions about size and things in the universe.
That's Pam Casto, a NASA-certified trainer leading Starbase's NASA Teachers Workshop in Martinsburg. She taught two lessons titled We Do Robotics and After School Universe, aiming to help guide teachers keep their students engaged in the classroom, as well as teach new and effective approaches to science and math. And Casto assures that incorporating these new lessons into teachers' already busy schedules will be easy and fun.
So far, all the teachers that I've encountered in my workshops are very enthusiastic about learning new things to take back to their classroom, but they do have problems. They often have budgetary problems. And so NASA in West Virginia has over $1 million worth of equipment. We will loan them for free, and we will show them how to use the equipment in their classrooms, and then they can borrow it from us for free to use in their classrooms.
For third grade teacher Heather McCain at Tomahawk Intermediate, her biggest concern is getting her hands on the equipment.
My concern is, when can we sign up and how long will it take to get the materials and things like that? So as long as I have that, as far as putting it into my curriculum, I don't think it'll be a problem.
To acquire the equipment, all a teacher has to do is attend one of NASA's teachers' workshops to learn how to effectively use the equipment and care for it. Matthew Coyer, the head of the science department at Hedgesville Middle School, says it's worth it.
As a learner, when I was growing up, I learned a lot better hands-on, and it made the lessons stick. So I think it's actually worth the time, the extra planning, and the travel to have these resources, because it really drives a lesson home.
Angela Pittenger, a second-grade teacher at Berkeley Heights Elementary School, thinks it's important to change up the old and make way for the new, even if old ways may be stubborn to leave.
To do this, one of the things that you do is you kind of modify things to go around it. So if we're doing something with robotics, maybe we bring in that with literacy as well, where we do something to do with robots and things like that, and with Common Core. And it's a matter of just modifying things as you go and trying it out.
In the morning lesson, We Do Robotics, the teachers learned to build, program, and engineer robots from Lego kits, which could be used to teach concepts in math, social studies, and science. In the afternoon, the teachers focused on an activity kit titled After School Universe, which holds 12 activities that focus on looking at the universe beyond our solar system.
Today in After School Universe, they will be going outside and they will reenact the life cycle of a star, the birth of a star, how it forms as they wander around on the playground, and if they come in contact with somebody, gravity attracts. So they will go back to their classroom to do these activities, and the types of activities we do really fulfill the new science standards and the next generation way of teaching science and math.
The small group of teachers left the workshop this week feeling positive about the changes they'll now be able to implement in their own lesson plans. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.